This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is the last day to vote in this year's election. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on Colorado's turnout so far.
Prior to Election Day, more than 1.3 million people in Colorado had cast their ballots, mostly by mail. Denver's clerk and recorder Paul Lopez says his city's numbers are lagging a bit behind the last midterm election in 2018, but that could change.
We expect to see that usual Election Day rush. The more you have towards the end, the longer it's going to take to count.
Unaffiliated voters showed up the most in early voting, outnumbering Democrats and Republicans by more than 6 percentage points. Drop boxes and polling centers are open until 7 p.m. tonight. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Twitter is laying off nearly 90 people in Boulder following that company's takeover by Elon Musk. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
The Denver Post reports the layoffs are expected to start on January 4th, after the company filed a notice with state labor officials. Musk is making deep cuts in Twitter's ranks around the world after buying the company for $44 billion. As many as half of the company's 7,500 employees have reportedly lost their jobs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Lakewood police say they've arrested two juveniles in connection with a fire at an apartment building that killed a woman and her 10-year-old daughter. 10 other people were injured. The fire on Halloween damaged 14 apartments and displaced all the building's residents. Authorities said last week that the fire was intentionally set. Travelers on westbound I-70 could see some delays this week near Georgetown. Weather permitting, road crews will do some work to help prevent rock falls. The work could start today and continue through Thursday. It's a most sunny day across the state. Breezy conditions raising the fire danger along parts of the Front Range. There are red flag warnings this afternoon around Colorado Springs and in Pueblo. For Metro Denver, it's sunny, breezy, highs just above 70 this afternoon. In the mountains, highs near 50, with snow heading to Vail and Aspen tomorrow night and continuing Thursday. This is CPR News.